1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. After spending about $2 million each on missiles used to shoot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon and three other things now not suspected of much of anything,
the White House is developing sharper rules for when to shoot down unidentified objects in the sky following the Chinese spy balloon and three other objects spotted over North America.
But make no mistake. If any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down.
President Biden says the rules will be shared with Congress, but won't be made public.
CBS's Nicole D'Antonio. China's foreign ministry has just now issued a statement saying the U.S. cannot ask for such communications and dialogue with Beijing while escalating the crisis, as China puts it. Whatever local, state, and federal officials say about the air and water in and around Palestine, Ohio, many people there are unconvinced they are safe after that huge derailment of chemical railroad cars. CBS's Roxana Saberi near the derailment site.
Families like the Bayless lined up for a $1,000 check per person.
Is $1,000 enough?
Probably not. Honestly, it's probably not, but yeah. It'll help for now, I guess.
They live just over a mile from the derailment and drink bottled water because they don't trust the water tests.
One of the main reasons we came back is because of my son in school.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have come back yet.
On the Weather Watch, a huge snowstorm's mostly moved on now from the upper Midwest into central Canada, but it is far from forgotten. KCCI-TV's Marcus McIntosh.
We ended up parked at the truck stop across the interstate. There we found a traveler heading north. He told us the farther he gets into Iowa, the worse the road conditions.
Ice covered, snow covered, semis white out, obviously, when you can't see.
Trent Copen is heading home to Wisconsin. The weather is adding a few hours to his trip and anxiety over his rusty winter driving skills.
I've been in Texas all winter working, so I haven't really drove much in the snow this year.
Parts of that storm are still along the Great Lakes, while Tennessee, Kentucky, and West Virginia see rain. On the Health Watch, the Food and Drug Administration is taking a closer look at drugs that contain a potentially cancer-causing chemical.
There have been several blood pressure meds recalled recently for having nitrosamines in them. Those contaminants also triggered recalls of the heartburn drug Zantac, metformin for diabetes, and Chantix, which helps people quit smoking. This has prompted the FDA to ask drug makers to evaluate all products that might contain the chemical and conduct follow-up testing by October. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Tim McCarver caught in the major leagues for parts of four decades, prominently for Hall of Fame pitchers Bob Gibson and Steve Carlton. After that, he was in the TV booth for four networks and several teams. Two-time All-Star Fame broadcaster Tim McCarver has died. He was 81 years old. This is CBS News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq. These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 8 above, overnight, under partly cloudy skies, northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 27, tomorrow mainly clear. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 20. Dry with temperatures a bit above average, Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 15.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, the summary report from the grand jury down in Georgia just came out, and fascinating stuff. All we know so far, I mean, the report is available, but they didn't name names. They didn't go into a lot of details. And that's a good thing, because that means that the prosecutor still has that information and can use it to prosecute people. If you expose it to the public, you screw up the possibility of future prosecutions. But one of the two points that they made, the two big points that they made were, number one, that there was no evidence in Georgia that the election was tampered with or any hanky-panky going on, you know, of any consequence whatsoever. And number two, that multiple people, at least one, and in their opinion, probably multiple people of the 75 witnesses who were called before the grand jury, who were subpoenaed, who had to testify under oath, lied to that grand jury. That's perjury. Perjury is typically a five-year prison sentence. I don't know specifically in Georgia what it is, but it's probably in that neighborhood. So, you know, we'll see where this goes. But what this really tells us is that the grand jury is going along with Fannie Willis, the district attorney, in wanting to preserve the integrity of her case. So that's the breaking news. Top of the morning to you, or afternoon, wherever you may be. We've got a lot to talk about today. I want to get into what the Supreme Court did to America when they legalized political bribery. Also, how a new Mississippi piece of legislation would carve out a separate judicial district for the white people who live in a majority black city. It's a breathtaking story. And Israeli contractors claim to have hacked and sabotaged more than 30 elections around the world. We don't have the specifics on that, but I bet 2016 is in there on behalf of Trump. It's just a bet. It's just a guess. In the top of our second hour, we're going to connect, you know, the internet gods willing, with Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent who is live from Ukraine. We'll get an update on what's going on in Ukraine. In our good news, in the second hour, the Biden administration is requiring these car chargers. You know, the Inflation Reduction Act is building car charging stations all over the country, or subsidizing them, you know, or tax credits and subsidies. They're requiring, in order to have access to those tax credits or subsidies, that those car chargers be built right here in the United States, and at least 55% of the components come from the United States by next year. So once again, Joe Biden doing what Donald Trump campaigned on, lied about, you know, never got around to, which is bringing our manufacturing back to the United States. Donald Trump, of course, didn't want to piss off China because he was busy getting millions and millions of dollars worth of patents for his daughter over there. Also, a new Kentucky law in the second hour says that abortion is murder. Does that mean that some women will soon die by lethal injection for having traveled out of Kentucky to get an abortion? Could be. I'll tell you about that. Matt Simon is going to drop by at the top of our third hour about the Ohio train derailment and the risks of plastic pollution. Is the world drowning in plastic? What's the deal with microplastics, too? Also, Ron DeSantis is adopting a Donald Trump tactic, and the Miami Herald is calling him out on it to manipulate the public's attention away from the fact that basically he's a lousy governor and he's not doing a decent job for his own people. And finally, in the third hour of our program, we'll get into this new report on a Christian extremist group worldwide. They have factions here in the United States that just in Australia just enticed a couple of police officers to show up and then attack them, you know, kill them, in fact, killed two of them, wounded a third one, and shot their neighbor who came over to see what was going on. These are people who think that the end times are upon us. They've been listening to these crazy pastors way too much. But I want to start out with my daily take here over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, What the Supreme Court Did to America When They Legalized Political Bribery. And, you know, what got me thinking about this was, over the weekend, I flew to Michigan to visit my niece who was in the hospital. She passed away on Sunday, which is kind of tough. And hang out with my brother and his family to whatever extent I could, you know, be any comfort. One of my kids went along with me. And sitting in the plane, I noticed, and, you know, being a pilot, I have been a pilot since 72, I noticed these things. The cockpit door was completely hardened. I mean, it was covered with stainless steel. It had a little keypad next to it to get into it. There's no way you could kick in that door. And it used to be you could easily kick in airline doors, airplane doors. And in fact, it used to be so easy to kick in airplane doors that, you know, we had hundreds and hundreds of hijackings. This is, you know, before 9/11. In 1968, December of 1968, as the holiday travel season was kicking off, Time magazine ran an article titled, What to Do When the Hijacker Comes, because there had been more than 130 airplane hijackings between 1968 and 72. On some occasions, there was more than one a day. Now, they largely petered out in the 70s, but people continued to attack pilots and co-pilots. In 2000, for example, there was a guy who was trying to get to the Southwest Airlines planes controls, and the passengers took him down and put him in a chokehold, and he suffocated to death. A few months later, on a British Airways 747, a passenger breached the cockpit door, severely bit the captain's ear, disengaged the autopilot, and threw the plane into a 10,000-foot dive before the co-pilot could regain control. As a result of all of this, this has been going on for 20 years, as a result of all this, the airline pilots, their unions, and even passenger groups were begging the airlines to harden their cockpit doors. But the airlines didn't want to do this. I mean, you know, they've got thousands of airplanes, and it's $100,000, a couple hundred thousand dollars in a plane to harden the doors. They didn't want to spend the money. So in 1996, Al Gore convened the White House Commission on Aviation Safety and Security, and, you know, one of their initial suggestions was, let's harden cockpit doors. And immediately, the airline industry came in. It started with TWA, literally the day after. Well, the day after the report was leaked, Al Gore wrote a groveling letter to Carol Hallett, who was the head of the lobbying group for the airlines. It's called the Air Transport Association, saying, I want to make it very clear that it is not the intent of this administration or the commission to create a hardship for the air transportation industry. And in fact, they stripped out of their final report any recommendation that airplane doors be hardened. You know, the doors into the cockpit doors would be hardened. And the day after Al Gore wrote that letter, TWA gave $40,000 to the DNC. That's $100,000 of today's money. Over the next month, Northwest Airlines, United Airlines, Delta Airlines, and American Airlines all threw in together what was over $1 million in today's money into the DNC and into the Clinton campaign. And you know, all of this was completely legal. I'm not, you know, saying this to trash talk Bill Clinton or Al Gore. Everybody was doing it. Why? Because the Supreme Court legalized this in 1978. In 1978, in a decision written by Lewis Powell himself, the U.S. Supreme Court said that corporations are people and therefore they have rights under the Bill of Rights, under the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. And amendment number one, the First Amendment, is you have the right to free speech. And corporations as persons have the right to free speech, and that right to free speech includes the right to buy and bribe politicians, because money is just the same thing as speech. Didn't you know that? And then in my article, I get into all the harms that this has caused to the United States. I mean, you know, it has allowed, because billionaire ideologues and corporations have paid off politicians, mostly Republicans, but some Democratic shills like the so-called problem solvers. They've gutted our public schools. They've privatized public electric and water utilities. They've ended government subsidies for colleges or cut them. They've kept the taxes so low that most billionaires only pay 3%. They've raised the Social Security retirement age to 67. Notice in France, people are in the streets because they want to raise it from 62 to 64. But Reagan raised it to 67. It took effect a couple of years ago. They're selling off public lands for pennies on the dollar to mining and drilling companies. They fought efforts to force chemical and fossil fuel companies to clean up their toxic dumps. They allow banks, airlines, and hospitals to nickel and dime us to death. They shipped our factories overseas and our jobs. They defunded the IRS so it couldn't audit billionaires. They made it harder for low-income workers, people on Social Security, and students to vote. They purged tens of millions of Democratic voters from the voting rolls just before elections, which is how Jeb Bush handed Florida to his brother. He purged 20,000 African Americans 3 months before the election, and George won by 537 votes. They're gerrymandering states. They're tolerating monopolies. None of these things are things that the majority of Americans want. All of these things are things that corporate America or right-wing billionaires paid politicians to do. Now, there are some things we can do about this. We can, you know, the Supreme Court can use Article 3, Section 2, the Congress can use that and shut down the Supreme Court's ability to rule on money in politics. We can amend the Constitution. We can institute a judicial code of ethics. We can put cameras in the courtroom. I mean, and we can expand the size of the court. Those are the main five things we can do.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Obviously, we're not going to get any of them done with Republicans in control of the House right now, but now is the time to plan to hit the ground running if we can regain control in 2024.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Louise and I are getting one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. I was reminded of this morning when I woke up. These are the softest sheets you'll ever find. I've never seen anything like it or felt anything like it. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. That's the stuff that makes it feel like silk, actually. It's just incredible. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. I can get you 35% off. Seriously, just go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom. And welcome back. Oh, my goodness. Down in Mississippi, well, back in the day, down in the South, after the Civil Rights Act was passed, in 1964 was the Civil Rights Act, 65 was the Voting Rights Act, if I'm remembering correctly. I'm pretty sure I am. Back in the day when that was passed, one of the ways that southern states, in this case specifically Mississippi, because they're following through on this again, one of the ways that they got around the fact that black people could now vote, and I mean literally, you went from, like, in many of your southern states, you had black voter registration numbers below 10% in the single digits. My recollection is it was like 7% in South Carolina, around 5% in Alabama. Just very, very low. It was very hard for black people to register to vote back then. And then post-1965, when black people could vote, they started showing up in large numbers. So what did a lot of white-controlled communities that had large black populations, this would be towns and counties, what did they do? How'd they handle this? They did away with their elections. They changed judges, city council members, just a whole spectrum of people from being elected to being appointed so that they could continue appointing just white people to those jobs. And this is a big thing in the 60s.
And like I said, many, many states did this. Well, guess what? They're up to it again. This is a new piece of legislation that has to do with Jackson, Mississippi. It was introduced by a Republican in the Mississippi legislature. His name is Trey Lamar. He did not respond to interview requests about it, but it passed the Mississippi House of Representatives yesterday, 76-38, largely on party lines, and it's going to the Republican-controlled Senate. It's almost certainly going to pass in the Senate. So what does this do? It creates two new districts within Jackson, Mississippi, which is 80% black. The town is 80% black. And these two new districts have their own police, their own district attorneys, their own judges. They're basically like autonomous groups, and they are no longer elected. They are all appointed. These are new judicial districts, two judges, two prosecutors, two new public defenders. The judges would be appointed by Mississippi's Chief Supreme Court Justice Michael Randolph, a white conservative, white Republican. The prosecutors would be appointed by the state attorney general, Lynn Fitch, who is a white Republican. The district would be policed with an expansion of the Mississippi Capitol Police, whose Chief Bo Lucky is white, in a role appointed by the Mississippi Commissioner of Public Safety, Sean Chindell, who is also white. The director of the Solang MacArthur Justice Center said, quote, "No serious person can look at this map and data and claim the proposed boundaries aren't drawn to make sure as many white Jacksonians as possible get the benefit of their own special police force and a court filled with hand-picked white judges and prosecutors." 82% of Jackson's residents are black, but this district would be basically all white. Only 5,000 white people in Jackson, Mississippi would not be part of one of these two new districts. So basically they carved out the white areas and gave them their own, you know, and they're going to get away with this. This is the kind of stuff that the Supreme Court allows because they gutted the Civil Rights Act. Had the Civil Rights Act not been gutted, particularly sections 4 and 5, the preclearance sections, had that not been gutted by five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, this would be illegal. This is blatantly discriminatory, you know, policing practices, judicial practices, administrative practices, governmental practices. It's blatantly racial. And yet, according to our Supreme Court, according to five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, this is almost certainly going to be legal.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Do you have thoughts on how we push back on this? I mean, what I'm seeing is basically minority rule here. Back with your calls after this.
Piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dinovite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog?
What?
Cat. dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Lows of love around 8 above, overnight, under partly cloudy skies, northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 27, tomorrow, mainly clear. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 20. Dry with temperatures a bit above average, Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 15.
Corn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. You know, at the risk of sounding like an old fart, back when I was a kid,
back in the day, I remember
When people were pissed off with businesses when they felt like they had been slighted or treated badly by a school or by a company, they'd write a bad, you know, a nasty letter to the editor. Or I remember once back in the 60s when I was in Lansing, Michigan, growing up in Lansing, there was a guy who was picketing one of the stores in East Lansing. He stood out in front with a sign. I believe it was Jacobson's Furniture Store. I could be wrong, but there was a family-owned furniture store there on Grand River Avenue. And the sign said something like, you know, they sold me a lemon couch, right? He was pissed off, right? They sold me a lemon couch. Well, it turns out the police are reporting from Lansing right now that the shooter at Michigan State University yesterday, or was it the day before yesterday? I guess it was the night before last. That shooter left behind a suicide note talking about the school and businesses that he felt had slighted him, had pissed him off. The difference between what I saw in the 60s, when people would, you know, commonly write, well, I was on the radio back then, too. I wasn't doing talk radio. I was producing a talk radio show or helping produce it. Chuck Drake was his radio name. Chuck Mefford was his real name. He was one of the owners of WITL, the station where I worked. And he did this hour-long, it was called the Chuck Drake Show, hour-long talk radio show every afternoon. And I set it up for him and put the tape delay in and answered the phones and stuff like that. And I was like 16 years old, right? But it was my introduction to this. And people would call in and, you know, piss and moan about, you know, complain about businesses and stuff like that. And Chuck would take their calls. But everybody didn't have a gun back then, right? That was back when America had about as many guns per capita as Canada does. That was way before, you know, the NRA. In fact, this in the 60s, this was before the NRA, which happened in 74, even started suggesting that the Second Amendment was written there so that we could overthrow a tyrannical government, which is complete BS and has nothing to do with any history whatsoever. But it was, it was back when, in some ways, at least with regard to guns anyway, our country was rational. Now, any idiot can buy a gun and, you know, with 5 minutes and a credit card. This guy had a bunch of loaded magazines, 9mm magazines for his various weapons in his bag. I mean, you know, this is what the GOP and the Republicans on the Supreme Court, specifically Antonin Scalia, the late Antonin Scalia, brought us. Death and destruction for you, me, and our children. And we're the only country in the world that suffers this. And every time there's a shooting, everybody comes out, and all the Democrats in particular come out. And I mean, the Republicans are like, oh, our thoughts and prayers are with you. The Democrats are like, we need to do something about this. And the Republicans say, yeah, good luck. We'll block anything you try. Because we're going to keep taking money from the gun industry. Don't you know? This is disgusting. Anyhow, let's pick up your calls, your thoughts on the news of the day. Robert in Forest Grove, Oregon. Hey, Robert, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Tom. Well, we know that Fox lied about COVID, and we know that thousands died. Now, I have some solutions. Remember, Joe Madison says, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
And I have several ideas of how we can push back on this. And because they're going to do it again in our next epidemic or pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And I think the next pandemic may be bird flu. I mean, I wrote about this and talked about it last week, that this H5N1 flu virus that has a 52% fatality rate when people get infected with it. About 800 people have gotten infected with it so far. If it ever mutates so that it'll do human-to-human transmission, it's going to make the Spanish flu look like a romp in the park. And again, Republicans don't want to have anything to do with getting ready for the next pandemic. Is that where you were going with that, Robert?
Well, what I'm going with it, I have some ideas of what we can do to prevent the next
pandemic?
insult by Fox News.
Oh, okay.
Okay, number one, California passed a law making if a physician or a medical professional gives misinformation, they can be accused of professional misconduct and have their license revoked.
Right, and this was for the doctors who were pushing ivermectin.
That state law could be passed in all the states. Mm-hmm. Number two, Senator Lujan and Senator Murphy are now introducing a bill on medical misinformation. We need to get that passed. Number three, I think that we could have a class action suit, just like Dominion is suing him for the misinformation on that voting machine.
Mm-hmm.
If we could get 25 or 50 people that listen to Hannity and Tucker, and because of that, decided not to get the vaccine and died. We could do that. Number four, we have a daily press briefing from the White House. And I think at the end of that, we could have a new department called Department of Corrections, where they would correct misinformation, which is truly dangerous.
Yeah. Karine Jean-Pierre has been doing a pretty good job of actually that. I mean, you know, in her daily press briefings, she's blown up a lot of these right-wing myths. I am so impressed by that woman. I have been for years. I've got to be one of her biggest fans. I think she is just so brilliant. Anyway, back to you.
That's great. Yeah. We could have a new department of misinformation from the CDC. The CDC could issue a bulletin every day that would go out to all news organizations about dangerous misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, I guess. I think we could have the White House insist or hope that all news organizations would accept the seven canons of journalism. The seven canons of journalism were adopted in the 20s, and most organizations instinctively use them. Have all the news organizations sign on to those. The printed media, social media.
Those seven tenets are what? Forgive me, Robert. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Responsibility, freedom of the press, independence, sincerity, accuracy, impartiality, fair play, and decency.
Okay. I like it. All right. Okay. I think all your recommendations are just super, Robert. I'd love to see all of them put into place. It's the kind of stuff that, you know, start a movement, start sharing it with your friends and neighbors, and start talking to your elected representatives. That's great. Robert, thank you for the call. Brian in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, just hi, briefly, in general, the Supreme Court, I think we should always call it unpacking the Supreme Court. It is currently packed.
I agree.
But
by the way, if I could just add to that, there was a piece on Daily Kos this morning about how even though Republicans don't get the majority of the votes, they have controlled the Senate. And in fact, right now, even though the Senate's under Democratic control, the Democrats got 42 million more votes for the Senate than did Republicans. And five out of the six Republican appointees on the Supreme Court right now were put there by a Senate that was elected, that was controlled by Republicans, but was in an election where the majority of Americans actually voted for a Democrat for the U.S. Senate. Back to you.
Yeah, it's totally packed. But I was calling about Gates. Why? I'm just so frustrated that Matt Gaetz. He's pretty clearly guilty of engaging in prostitution. Now, whether it was underage or not is a different crime, but why, when you're white and I'm answering my own question, but why, when you're white and powerful and rich and connected and right wing, you can just openly engage in prostitution, which is supposed to be illegal in this country?
But the laws against sadly, Brian, the laws against prostitution are almost always enforced against women, against prostitutes, and not against Johns, not against the men. And to break that tradition, and I'm not saying I support this idea at all, but to break that tradition would look like they were specifically trying to harass or target Matt Gaetz. Sadly, that's the reality right now. It needs to be changed, and it could be, and they could start changing it by going after Matt Gaetz, making him America's most famous John. But I'm not holding my breath for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's over, that thing. But it's pretty clear he broke the law with what. But and I'm not even I'm liberal. I'm a Democrat. I'm not that concerned. I mean, Amsterdam. Anyways, you know, like, but
then that also you know compounds the problem. Is you know, most of us think that prostitution is really you know something between consenting adults, assuming you know in those cases where it is. But there is some evidence, or at least it certainly looks like there's evidence that Matt Gaetz was involved in trafficking underage girls. But you know, apparently they didn't think they could prove it.
But that's the frustrating part. I mean, like, that's another more egregious crime. But he clearly, we especially right-wing Christian morals, so-and-so people, are against that thing in this country, apparently. But they're not.
Apparently not, because he just got reelected. So, yeah.
Exactly. So it's just frustrating.
But. I'm with you. But, you know, this is today's GOP. I mean, hypocrisy is their middle name. They're as long as they make the liberals cry, the voters will keep putting them in office, no matter how corrupt they are. I mean, that's all they care about. Brian, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 45 minutes past the hour here in the place where despair is not an option. These are crazy, stressful times. If you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. The reason I find that CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed. It's calmness and well-being delivered right to your door that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. It's called Unwind Synergy plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com. You must be 21 or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. The bottom line for Louise and me, Unwind Synergy is for us and for you too. And with over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. Visit CBDistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus. And at checkout, enter Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
You've heard me talk for years about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy, and I only recommend brands to my listeners that I believe in and I use. And I can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN doesn't log your online activity. Lots of your cheap or even your free VPNs make money by selling your data to advertisers. But ExpressVPN doesn't do that. They even developed a new technology, they call it Trusted Server, that makes their VPN servers incapable of storing any data at all. Secondly, ExpressVPN now uses Lightway, a new VPN protocol that they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Some VPNs slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always blazing fast. Plus, it's easy to use. Just fire up the app and tap one button to connect. So protect yourself with the VPN that I've been using for almost a decade and that I trust. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom today, and I'll get you an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, David in San Francisco. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Yeah, two different things. I called about a week ago or a couple of weeks ago, and we got cut off right where I was talking about Ginny Thomas and the, you remember she was working with that Council for National Policy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a training video in February of 2020. Where, if I remember right, it was Ken Blackwell that was doing the training about how to do the fraudulent
voter suppression.
The January 6th insurrection was basically designed a solid year before. In February of 2020, they knew that Trump was going to lose. And so this Council for National Policy, and I'll give you the website for it because it's they've got a whole bunch of different videos about it. It's called documented.net.
Oh, yeah.
Documented.net. Yeah. And then you look under investigations, and then you look for Council for National Policy recordings.
Right.
And you'll find one with Ken Blackwell in February of 2020. But the other thing I was going to raise...
Yeah, Brendan Fisher's group, he's been a guest on the program many times. Anyhow, back to you.
Yeah, it's a great video. I mean, apparently Council for National Policy made those videos. So they're, you know, they're professional quality. You can't miss the audio. And but Ken Blackwell, you remember, he was one of those... Trying to remember if he goes all the way back to 2004, stealing the election mm-hmm. back then.
Yep, against Al Gore, yeah. I remember it well.
Yeah, yeah. So the other thing, you were talking about corporate personhood.
Now, I can remember in 1996, Ralph Nader was giving speeches about the corporate personhood issue, and he was talking about someone had gone through that ruling and discovered that actually a court clerk, a Supreme Court clerk, had written in a heading for a paragraph that talked about it as corporate personhood.
Yeah, I wrote a book about this. It's called Unequal Protection. It's not in the decision. It's only in the head.
Yeah, exactly.
The clerk was a guy by the name of John Chandler Bancroft Davis. The chief justice at the time was Morrison Remick Waite. And Waite did not, the court did not. In fact, the court ruled against the railroad. The railroad lost the case. The railroad that was making this constitutional argument, they lost the case. They had to pay their
right,
taxes.
Right, yeah. And so America has been cheated for, what, 125 years?
Yep.
By a clerk who basically subverted the ruling.
Who was the former president of a railroad, by the way, and the son of the governor of Massachusetts. He's a very wealthy guy. David, I have to move along, but thanks. A lot of great points there. Thank you very much. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, I want to talk about the shooting at Michigan State.
Right.
I'm a proud alumnus. I was at Michigan State for over a decade as a graduate and undergraduate student back in the late 70s and 80s. So I'm following this very closely. And what I want to talk about is the top talking points. Before the shooting was over, apparently a Michigan Republican legislature had posted an NRA anti-gun control video on Facebook.
Oh,
this is while the shooting was in progress. And then immediately the top six, top half dozen talking points are, it's too early to talk about, there's people are grieving. Democrats want to politicize tragedy. It's mental illness. But then the important ones are this: no new laws would have prevented this tragedy. We only need to enforce the laws that we have.
Right.
Okay, so it turns out, from the Michigan State Police news conference this morning, even though Anthony McCray was on probation for a gun charge, which it was pled down, it was his first offense. He was on probation. He was not in jail. Even though he was on probation and was prohibited from possessing a firearm, apparently in Michigan there's no law that prevents him from buying one.
Right.
I think there's new laws. I think there's a new law right there. The other thing is, well, here's another one. They keep hailing his father as this good Bible-quoting man, except that this guy had a gun. He was shooting it in his backyard, apparently, and they're blaming the neighbors for not calling the police, and he would have been taken to jail. He was living in his father's house. His father knew he had the gun, so that seems to me that his father was sheltering a probatee who he knew was in violation of his probation, which
right.
means he was sheltering a criminal, because as soon as he violates the probation, he is a criminal.
Well,
and so how come we don't have liability laws? This is what we need, Tom, is civil liability laws that hold people that give access or enable access to firearms and make them financially liable. You can, just like they are for drug crimes, or
And we need to eliminate the protection that the gun manufacturers have.
Yeah, eliminate that too, but get it.
Yeah, we're out of time, Paul. Thanks.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-50.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News Talk.